This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Graduation attire is a topic of debate at the Colorado Legislature for the second straight session. Lawmakers will consider changes to allow forms of cultural regalia to be worn at ceremonies. Representative Elizabeth Valesco sponsored the bill after an incident in her western Colorado district last year.
My district is 30% Latino. We have many schools that are majority minority. You know, many times we don't have the representation in when it comes to school board members, when it comes to leadership. So it's very important, you know, for us to be able to celebrate and, you know, a moment that's important, like a graduation.
In 2023, a student at Grand Valley High School in Parachute was told a stole honoring her Mexican-American heritage violated graduation policies. A new survey from the Colorado Health Institute finds many people with long COVID, meaning symptoms that last 3 months or more, were greatly affected by their symptoms. Nearly half had to take time off work or school. Another third had to take reduced hours at work. Around 1 in 20 had to leave their jobs entirely. Here's Lindsay Whittington with the Institute.
This further highlights the financial struggles of those who tested positive for COVID and experienced symptoms that made it difficult for them to work and even forced many of them to leave their jobs.
The results come from the 2023 Colorado Health Access Survey. It polled 10,000 households. State wildlife staff euthanized a mountain lion after several incidents near Silverthorne in Summit County. They believe it killed at least three goats owned in the area. This is CPR News.